This is the audio recording for the Candia Board of Selectmen meeting for October 29th, 2021.
Call the meeting order. All rise as we salute the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Purpose of the meeting is to set the tax rate. Roll call.
Susan Young.
Boyd Charge.
Brian Brock. Boyd and, Russ and Patrick are absent. So, you've got a thought. Would you like to share, Boyd?
Sure. Yeah, here's something I put on paper on October 25th. I haven't sent this to anybody yet. This is the first time you guys are seeing it. But we have $455,931 we have to decide what to do with tonight. And our fund balance target is 11.5%. If we allocate that money to the fund balance, we can reduce the tax rate about, the tax rate's already gone down once. 49 cents?
Correct.
This year. So my thought is this, because of two things that are on the horizon. The pending lawsuit against the town challenging our authority to assess the land use change tax could possibly result in the town being required to refund the whole $125,000 we've collected so far. That's number one. We don't know what's going to happen. The money's already been collected, and it's in this $455,000. The second thing that we know for sure is that in 2022, we're going to be paying for an ambulance. The ambulance is going to be paid for with the ARPA funds in 2022. But in 2023, we're going to have to put at least $223,000 in the budget to pay for that ambulance. At that point, I think it would be, my thought is, we stashed a whole $455,000 in the unreserved fund balance this year, and in 2023, we release some of that money to help mitigate that tax rate impact, okay? Bring that back down to 11.5% in 2023. And by that time, we'll know what the offsetting revenue is. We'll have a better idea of what the net cost to the town is going to be for that ambulance service. I mean, the taxpayers have already realized a 49-cent reduction in their property taxes now. I think if you sweeten that up and give them another 49 cents, I think it's prudent just to hold on to that money right now because of the ambulance and the lawsuit.
Okay.
And I agree with him 100%. I hold on to as much of it as we legally can, but I think there is a correction. I think the 455 does not include...
I don't believe... when I was doing the estimated revenues, I did not include the land use change tax money from Candia Crossing. Now, if there had been some collected last year, it would be in there. But anything collected in 2021, I did not include in estimated revenues. I talked with the DRA, and they agree with me that because we weren't sure if we were going to be able to keep it, to err on the side of caution and not claim it.
Include it. So that is not in that 455.
If it was received in 2021, it's not included.
I mean, I don't think we received anything in 2020 for it.
No, I don't think so, because the bills just went out.
Right.
Now, we did receive some land use change tax money from developments on Maplewood, and there were a couple of other oddball ones. Those are in there.
Yeah.
Right. Those are in there.
But they're not subject to that court challenge.
Right.
But my point, and I think I agree with him, I would put as much as we possibly could. You know, if we say we level fund, I would put it in the fund balance, because I don't think this is just going to be a 2022 problem. I think we're going to have to take out of that fund balance for a couple of years, because I think...
Slowly leak it out of that fund balance.
Exactly. If we don't...
Every year, not just 2022.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, then we don't know what's going to happen next year. I mean, we could come in and if we end up keeping that money, we may not have to tap into it again. I mean, who knows what's really going to happen.
So I would just, anything that we can possibly put in that fund balance, and you said it can only be, what amount of money did you tell me? It can only be?
No,
it can be as much as you want.
Can be as much as you want according to this letter.
Yeah.
Even though the DRI recommends a range.
Right.
Well, it's a recommendation.
Right. You, they recommend the 17%, but you can go higher.
So what would it be if we level funded the taxes? Because I think next year they're going to jump. That's just my personal opinion. We've already had residents who are having more trouble than I've seen in the 6 years I've been here paying taxes. What can we put in that fund? And it might even go over the 18,
the
I'm
whole
not
thing.
Sure.
Put the whole
okay, if we put the whole thing though, what does that do to this year's tax rate?
1955.
It's still going down. If we do not apply any unreserved fund balance, if we just use the tax rate that the DRA said this is where you're at right now.
Right.
It's the 1955.
So they still are getting a break.
They are still getting a break, yes.
Okay, so we
can't. And that's leaving the whole unreserved fund balance in that account to roll over for next year.
And that's the most we can leave in there.
Yeah, I don't have any place else to get it from. Yeah.
So, you know, so in 2023, if we have to budget $223,000 for the ambulance, that's a 42-cent impact on the tax rate. You could release enough money out of that fund balance to offset that 42-cent tax rate
next year. Yeah.
Next year.
Oh yeah, I want to put as much as we can.
And the year after that.
Because I think with a couple of bond articles, if they happen to go through with the 2.8 with the school, I estimated, and I might have this all wrong, about $150,000 a year. Would that be right if they did a 10-year, maybe a little bit more?
I'm not sure.
If they did a 10-year bond,
about. I thought theirs was more than that.
2.8. Million.
Yeah.
Over 10 years?
I don't know, but I will know when they give it to us.
I haven't seen anything yet.
But I just took 10 years as a cutoff. And then, I don't know much about the police department building, but even if that was like $1.5 million for 10 years, again, I think it's about $145, and that was at the current bond rate that I did that figuring at. So the taxpayers next year are going to have some expenses if those two things go through.
You're right.
And I just think we save as much as we can and try to relieve that pressure from them. You know, we're going to hear about it if we don't.
No, I agree. Because, you know, if we take that $455,000 and lower the tax rate this year as a party.
Oh, the jump would be held to pay.
It would be too much of a jump.
Well, it happened last time when we level funded the taxes, remember? And then it went up the next year $2 per thousand and they were having a fit. So that's just my
opinion. I think what we're looking at from the DRA personally and as a resident too, I think it's reasonable. I wouldn't put any more fund balance on it. I think it's
well. You said we
prudent.
Can't. You said we can't.
Well, no, we can't.
You
we have some.
To redo the whole thing.
We have some excess that we can apply. But if we don't, I don't think that it's unreasonable to keep it at the 1955.
Right.
No, I agree.
And let that roll over and keep that money in the fund balance.
Given the next couple years, initially, I wanted to drop it to the 17 that they recommend for the max. But I don't have any problem with leaving the whole thing.
Good. Can I make a motion?
Yep.
That we allow the tax rate to remain at DRA's estimate of $19.55, and we allocate the entire amount available to the town in the amount of $455,931 to the unreserved fund balance.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Boyd?
Sue?
So.
Brian?
No, I think that's just the right thing to do. It's good financial.
Well, given the couple things that are on the horizon,
Well, inflation. Look what's happening already. It's just
gas prices are nuts.
Yeah. Well, and that affects that petroleum. It affects everything.
I mean, if
everything.
Nothing else, somebody knows of inflation, and then they get the tax bill this year, and it's gone down. They're going to be pretty happy.
That's right.
They'll be very happy, which will help the bond issues.
Yeah.
If they're not thinking too far ahead. So they might say, oh, our taxes went down, let's vote for the bond issues. They just have to be made aware of the future.
If they can remember their December tax bill in March. That's a big ask.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And while we're here, can I just ask that the board, at our meeting, and I guess I could ask Linda to put it on the agenda, that we go over our budget again, because I am all confused. One day I was told there was a full-time secretary in there, plus you, plus a town administrator, plus a part-time. The next day I was told there is.
I don't know what's going on.
Donna had thought
that. Well, I had originally, when I first did the budget,
the very next day
budgeted for that, and then you had come in and said to change it.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah, then she said another.
And then in
we moment. Really hadn't discussed that much, really, at the meetings, anyways, because we couldn't say anything until.
Right. And I know you also said that, you know, you're waiting, when Andrea gets here, she can assess our needs.
I mean, obviously, we're hoping that, you know, she's going to advise us in the next, you know, 8-10 weeks there that, you know, give us some input on what she feels is needed, really.
You know, and I think the further we can stay away from the possibility of a default budget, the better off we are. Because in the first year of the town administrator's tenure here, we got to have that balance, we got to have that salary approved in the town budget so that the following year it becomes embedded in the default budget.
Correct.
But it's the first year we're at risk. Okay, so if we get a default budget in March, we're going to have a problem.
Depending on the library, or the Smith Library, right, Susan, it's going to be about 140 something thousand increase.
For what? Smith Library?
The memorial bill up there, though. Remember you said at the meeting the other night that they wanted to, you want them to use that trust money. As opposed to
I just to take that 11,000 out of our town, but I don't even know what's in the budget anymore. I don't know if our police increases in the budget we got.
No, they did. They put
that was in there.
Put that in there.
All right,
that
was the $1.80 per officer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't
think
so.
The
26 is. I did put the 26. So that absorbs the $1.80.
Correct.
Yeah. It is in there.
I thought so.
We picked that apart.
And it looks kind of the number probably looks strange because I was told to increase it by 26,000, but that it had to include that had to encompass the wage, the tax, and the retirement.
Correct.
So I had to do some calculating with the numbers.
Yeah, because I can't follow it. I'm looking every month.
It's not 26,000 in just wages. I had to split it out over the other two categories.
And is Mike's situation in there?
We haven't discussed
that. You know what? Hang on. That 26,000 cost us an extra $8,600 for the retirement contribution.
No, because what I did is I took the 26 and I said, okay, we have $26,000 that I have to spread out over wages, taxes, and retirement.
Oh.
So I had to play with an Excel formula and just say, okay, if it's this much in wages, then I need.
Okay.
You know, yeah, so that 26 is spread out over those.
So it isn't 26,000 in actual wage increases.
Correct.
It's 26 total.
Correct.
Good.
Guys don't get retirement anyway, but that's something that he wants to discuss with us.
What's that?
A 537 account. The young guys don't get the state retirement.
Correct.
Well, neither do the employees. Sorry.
No, I thought you guys had a retirement.
We have a retirement plan, but it's nothing like the state has.
Oh, well, neither do. Nobody has
Nobody has
the police and the firemen.
Well, wait a minute.
No,
I should say
that.
The city of Manchester does.
Oh, do they? Well, the teachers of the state don't.
The federal government's good. Huh? The federal government used to have a good one, too.
Yeah, no more?
So,
not anymore.
Not
since 1989.
You just want us to put
the city of
Manchester's
got a pretty good one.
It does?
Yeah, I just want to revisit. I had several questions, and today's not the time. Today we're just setting the tax rate.
9 years
so
ago, you got a
picture.
Yeah, I just don't know.
The one that you saw the other night should have been everything updated that I was asked to update.
You there. You
but
no, I didn't make good money when I was there.
Yeah, were you?
I did not get anything from the chief at all. No, I mean, I saw that he wasn't.
Yeah.
Can we shut this off?
Yeah.
Well, we can go back to that later. We have to adjourn first.
Oh, sorry.
Motion?
Hang on, I would just like to bring up a good point you made about, let's start spending some of these trust funds on their intended purpose.
Right.
Like the library up there, the Ingrid Bird gave them $130,000.
Yeah, but she made that non-extendable.
Interest only, right?
But her interest is quite, I mean, if you look at that list.
Two good chunks, didn't she?
Yeah, the other one is expendable.
They've already pulled out $27,000.
When was that?
It was for some concrete work.
See?
But see, that it's not, the selectmen aren't the agents to expend.
Correct.
That's why they don't, it doesn't come through this.
Correct.
But they, oh, is that right?
But they don't even tell us.
Why wouldn't they?
Or the town?
Well, I mean, they,
I don't know.
I got something.
I'm into transparency, and I just don't like stuff.
Well, it
around
came,
the back.
You know, there was a journal entry that maybe they're still waiting to be signed off on or something.
I was going to say, I might have missed that one. But
yeah, $27,000 was taken out of the Kim Bird Smith Memorial.
Expendable?
Trust, whatever the name that's that long.
Yeah, or
the one in Kim's name.
Yeah, because the cemetery, I think, is doing the same thing. Has she talked?
I haven't.
I don't even know. We're not a tax setting anymore. Should we?
Can you pay that bill?
Are we all set so we can adjourn this?
Adjourn this one.
Yeah, move to adjourn.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Sue?
Boyd?
Brian. Okay.
But really,
kill it.